Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com. Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
He's kind of like an older uncle.
Hey, I'm Captain Bandwagon.
That is a Bostonian.
Where's Lucid Lindy?
Literally no one cares.
Former Boston Bruin.
I mean, I was with 20 naked guys every day.
Lyndon Byers on sports.
Sometimes probably had too many beers.
You know, not for nothing. I just, to be honest, you can all kiss my ass.
Yacht rock enthusiast Danielle Murr with news.
I don't want to put my lips on this thing.
Chill out yourself, holes.
Now, do you prefer the cranberry sauce in the can?
Danielle, next intro right there.
And poultry-loving nerd, Mike Hsu.
I was pelted with delicious fried chicken, a dream I've often had.
Have you, I don't know if it's boofed or boofed.
Hsu, you're a little bit paranoid anyway.
I'd love to see you in assless chaps.
These people gotta get a life.
It's the Hill Man Morning Show.
A new low.
And there's all kinds of sexual tension.
I just love you guys. You're all like smartasses.
It's Boston sports hardo.
I hold all the cards now. And that feels so good.
Welcome to Titletown, everybody.
They're all arrogant.
Well, let's go have some lunch, okay?
Let's go. Let's make it a big party. Come on out here and we'll have a good time because there's no business like home business.
Everybody.
Hello.
You know, the key to life is punctuality. It is six o'clock on the dot.
Nice kid. Nailed it.
6 o'clock on the dot.
Hit the post.
Well, I didn't even have a post to hit. LB, when you say hit the post, makes me think that something happened on the way in. Like the old days over there, pal. Well, it's Thursday, and I don't know. Hsu, I'm getting some text messages from friendly fans of the program who were hearing some kind of a buzz during the replay this morning.
Yeah.
Also, LB was hearing a buzz.
Or has a buzz.
Right. But, hey, not me right now, bud, though. Remember that. Yeah. Not me.
Listen.
Oh, my God. There she is. Yeah. Divide and conquer over there right off the bat. 1 minute into the show.
Not me for once.
LB's no dummy. He knows what the deal is around here.
Vicks VapoRub in bed at 10 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you drank the Vicks VapoRub?
You make a concoction and you rub it on your chest and your back.
I don't know what the deal is with the odd buzzing that's going on, but it's not.
Engineering has been notified.
They have been.
Yes.
They'll respond immediately.
Two days ago.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good about that.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you would like to be on this show anytime over the next 4 hours, you can call on the new Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223. And speaking of that, we have got to, during the show this morning, we got to reach out to everybody who called and wants to participate in our Lunch with Larry on Friday. And I got incredible news yesterday about Lunch with Larry. So on Friday, we are going to honor our 102-year-old World War II veteran friend, the official historian of the Hillman Morning Show, I believe we have dubbed him, Larry Steinfeld, World War II veteran. And we're going to go.
Legend.
Unbelievable guy. He's legendary for one reason. What is it, LB?
The softest hands on the planet.
Yes, he's a soft man hands. Yes, soft World War II veteran man hands. So we're going to bring lunch to him with a bunch of you on Friday. And the only requirement, if you want to go, is that you have to bring a veteran. And I found out yesterday that one of the friends of this show is bringing the 102-year-old World War II veteran who was honored at Gillette Stadium.
Wow.
On Sunday night. He was they had their Veterans Day tribute at Gillette on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And he was the captain of it, this 102-year-old.
That's awesome.
And he is going to join us for Lunch with Larry on Friday.
That's so cool. And kudos to the Bruins because they did their whole veteran thing yesterday over at the Warrior Arena.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had all the guys in there down in the locker room watch practice. Yeah. Everybody was taking pictures, hanging, chatting.
I mean, it's really important. Sunday is Veterans Day, and so we will celebrate that on Friday. If you want, you can call this morning and line yourself up for lunch with Larry on Friday, and we'll make his afternoon, hopefully, over there at the nursing home in Newton. But anyway, weather today, let me get you off on a good note because it's going to be sunny this morning and the temperature is going to get to 54 for a high, and it is 45 right now outside our new studios on Leo MC Birmingham Parkway in scenic secure Brighton, Massachusetts. On the show this morning at 7 o'clock, science wants you to know which Chinese food item you are going to eat this weekend that will lead to a premature death. That's an irrational Chinese food fear.
Chinese! Chinese, kid!
I love Donnie.
At 7:30, a quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in to my hometown police department, the Stowe PD, during Stowe 5-0. So we'll go over all of the high crimes and misdemeanors that the terrified people in Stowe felt the need to call the police over at 7:30. And then at 7:50 on this morning show, as a public service, we will give you the opportunity, if you're a man, to try and sort through what might be going on in the mind of a woman that you like, and that is inside the warped female brain with the help of Danielle. And so you can text your question or you can call, and Danielle will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain at 7:50 this morning. And at 8 today, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a voicemail message right now on any topic, including a topic that we will discuss during the sports. There's trouble on the parquet. Which Celtics superstar will be gonzo in the very near future?
Wow.
Okay, that or any other topic, you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on any topic, and we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. By the way.
Yes.
You know me, I can't, when I find out about a new food item, I can't wait to discuss it with you. I saw this morning, and I don't know if anybody else has seen this, but have you seen the Sour Patch cereal that is now available?
Why?
Because
why have we run
much.
Out of cereal ideas?
People love
with milk.
People ew. Love sour.
No,
with
milk.
Didn't we discuss at Halloween time that the Sour Patch is now the number one candy here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
No,
but with milk.
Not with milk.
Just too much.
No.
Ugh.
Ew.
No.
What? It's the sour.
Sour milk is cheese.
Right.
Or sour cream.
Right, Danielle?
Like, no.
Not a good mix.
Hard pass.
So you would not be a fan of the Sour Patch cereal?
No.
Go on that?
No.
Yeah.
Well, without milk, sure. I'd reach my hand in the box and polish that off on the couch. Yeah,
right?
Sure. No problem. No milk. Though.
Watching the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
I don't know.
No.
I mean, I think you're probably right. They're running out of cereal ideas. Right. I mean, I think they jumped the shark when they did the Reese's peanut butter cup cereal.
Yeah. That was pretty good, though.
But a candy is a cereal. It just doesn't seem right. I mean, I know it's popular with the kids, but...
Are you that type of person, like Count Chocula? I don't
love
get it.
No, I love
like
it.
I'm a very bland cereal guy. Like when I go crazy, it's Frosted Flakes. You know.
Oh, that's you like? Yeah. What do you like? Cheerios or? Like,
there's a cereal they make in Canada. They don't make it in America. They're called Shreddies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before.
Mentioned that.
Yeah.
8,000 times.
They give you
before.
Tons of gas.
What?
Well, it's the fiber. It's all this spackling paste you have built up.
Yeah. When are we gonna have the savory cereals? Like a clam chowder Lucky Charms. Little bits of dried clam.
I don't think.
Ew.
Or could it just be the flavor of clam?
Right, the flavor of clam.
Oh, no.
Hey, Bob, what are you doing? Well, I like to start my morning with the flavor of clam. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? All right.
Well, I've been married for 20
years. That's good. Oh.
It is 6:09 here on the Thursday Hillman Morning Show. And coming up in just a moment, is it okay to involve the popo in a high-speed chase if you are late for work? Also, how creepy is it? We will find out whether one physical trainer was telling the truth when he suggested an act to his female trainees that would build muscle.
Oh,
that was the only way to build muscle,
right,
according to this individual.
Okay.
And that is coming up during How Creepy Is It, along with the rest of today's news, next on the Hillman Morning Show. Well, goodness gracious, I would call that a Twitter skirmish, not a border skirmish last night, not a Twitter war. I resist the urge now to go full in on the Twitter battles.
Yeah.
It was just a mere skirmish last night. And in fact, we will discuss what brought the skirmish on at some point during the 7 o'clock hour this morning, most likely 7:20. The interesting events at the White House yesterday. But we have a very busy program on the way. It is 6:20 right now, and the weather this morning brought to you by the Recovery Centers of America. And it's going to be another sunny day today, and the temperature is going to get into the mid-50s. In fact, 54 for a high today. And right now, it is 45 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. The Recovery Centers of America provides inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services with locations in Danvers and Westminster. Recovery Centers of America will take your call 24 hours a day. Just call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. On the show this morning in about 40 minutes, science wants you to know which Chinese food items you will eat this weekend that will lead to a premature death. Irrational Chinese food fear.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm hoping against all hope that the crab rangoon is not on the list, but we'll find out coming up at 7. And then at 7:30, it's Stowe 5-0. Quick look at many of the crimes that have been either walked in or called in to my hometown police department, the Stowe PD, over the last week. And we're going to play the Hillmail voicemail messages that you leave back at 8 this morning. So you can leave one of those right now on anything that is on your mind. And the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463.
So good news. Your health may start to improve because the ozone layer is repairing itself, according to someone from the UN.
What? Yeah. I mean, all I've heard since I was a child was that we are all killing the ozone layer by spraying Pam on the on the cooking surface before we make pancakes. And now, who is saying that the ozone layer has repaired itself?
This would be the UN.
The UN?
Yep. Huh. And they say that because we banned those very dangerous chemicals like CFCs from the 80s and stopped using them and stopped depleting the ozone layer, it is now repairing itself. It's on track to fully repair itself within the next 50 years.
I'm going to credit this to one guy, and that is the individual who was the most prolific user of hairspray in the history of the United States of America, and I think that he gave it up.
You know, you're not allowed to use hairspray anymore because it affects the ozone. You know that, right? I said, you mean to tell me, because, you know, hairspray's not like it used to be. It used to be real good. No, in the old days, you put the hairspray on, it was good. Today, you put the hairspray on, it's good for 12 minutes, right? But, you know, they say that you can't. I said, wait a minute. So if I take hairspray, and if I spray it in my apartment, which is all sealed, and you're telling me that affects the ozone layer? Yes. I say, no way, folks, no way.
Love that
See,
guy.
He gave it up. All he had to do was stop. Oh, one person. Who says one person can't change the world? All Trump had to do was stop using hairspray.
Right.
And probably several women on the North Shore also gave it up. And once they gave it up, it was everything was A-okay.
Leave Saugus alone.
You don't use the hairspray, do you?
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Only if I have a hairdo, if I'm going out like to an event and I need it to stay.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's like...
No way.
Someone goes to hug you, they get their ring caught on a piece of like hair that's perfectly coiffed, and they take your whole hairdo with them.
Is mousse still a thing, or gel?
Oh, yeah.
Still
sure.
Are guys still gelling it up? Or?
Dave Handelman, man.
Keeping
keeping
the gel business market alive.
Yeah,
Dave love Andelman. That guy.
He's the king of gel, Dave Handelman.
Dave Adelman.
So there is not as much of a need for hairspray as there once was, and hopefully it stays that way so that the ozone layer can continue to repair itself. Now, does this mean that it's going to get cooler in the summer? Because I've enjoyed the hot temperatures over the last couple of summers. Does this mean that we're not gonna get sunburns anymore? What happens as a result of this?
You'll still get the sunburn. It won't be as bad. Maybe you won't have to use as high of an SPF.
All right. Well, the ozone layer has redeemed itself. Yeah. A texter says,
"Enjoy the sun."
Yeah. All right. We should probably get to the news. And the news this first hour. Hold on a second.
Yes.
We have a mother or a father. Oh, it's a mom who is listening to this show while driving. I don't know if she's driving or just parenting her 10-year-old, but it is her 10-year-old's birthday today, and she would like a happy birthday. So I'm going to go ahead and issue a happy birthday to Alexis, who is 10 years old, 10 years young today.
Happy birthday, Alexis.
Yeah, birthday happy ding birthday. For you.
Happy birthday.
Now everyone's echoes went off, too.
Oh.
Because whenever I watch S Creek and Moira says Alexis's name, my echo pipes up.
They get confused.
It drives me nuts.
Well, you can listen to this show with the help of Alexa. So if you're an Alexa user, I noticed I was reading the other day that the number one item that Americans will fight over on Black Friday in the stores is going to be Alexa.
Oh, great.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so the flat screens are out.
Yes. You've been bringing up the flat screen thing for the last decade or so. But, yes, I think people have moved on. Yes.
We've got one 50-inch flat screen for $99, and people brawl to get there.
They do fight on the Black Fridays. But, anyway, you can listen to this show. All you have to do is ask Alexa to turn on WAAF. Or you can, if you're somebody who puts a lot of effort into planning your next day, like you leave your outfit out the night before and you make your lunch, you make your sandwich the night before you go to work, you're a planner, then you can, when you're going to bed, you can ask Alexa to wake you up at 6 a.m. to the Hillman Morning Show. And that is another way in which you can listen to what we have going on over here. All right, the news this first hour is brought to you by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. So some very dramatic, sad news breaking overnight. 12 people, including a police sergeant, killed by a gunman.
Wait a second. Is it 12 people that are confirmed dead?
Yeah,
because it was...
Yeah, it was 11 shot initially, and now all news sources are saying 12 confirmed dead including the sergeant. So that is just absolutely horrendous.
At a shooting at a country bar.
Yep, right. at a bar called Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California. They were having a college country night for students. They say there were several hundred people inside the venue. Shooter opened up fire at about 11:30. They are saying that the shooter also among the dead. This morning, the sergeant who was killed has been identified as Ron Helis. He was struck multiple times by gunfire. Mm. The 29-year police veteran, he was looking to retire in the next year or so.
Oh,
I guess the guy threw a smoke bomb and then started.
Yes, they did say that before he threw a smoke bomb and then started shooting everybody. We have some eyewitness audio from this horrible incident overnight.
He just kept firing. I ran out the front door. I hear chairs being thrown out the window. People were trying to get out the window. And the gunman went to he went behind the cash register. There was probably 12 shots before I got out the front door. And I go out, I come back in to see if my stepdad's okay. I hear him yelling and I ran.
Well, just a horrendous situation. And there's no reason why people should not be able to be at a country bar and enjoying a night out with friends and not have it interrupted by a lunatic with clear mental issues who's going to show up and randomly start shooting. And it's just an awful
horrendous
thing. So
yeah.
we will keep you up to date on that. Is it too early to, when it comes to text messages, to discuss this person says California has the strictest gun laws in the country and this kind of thing happens. I mean, I don't know. Is it too early to start a debate about that? Do you want me to respond?
We don't know much about the shooter yet. It could be that the shooter obtained the guns legally.
Yeah.
My view is that regardless of a lot of the regulations they attempt to pass and in some kind of knee-jerk reaction to things like this, like LB and I have said in the past, bad people are going to do bad things.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danielle.
It's
lunatics are lunatics.
Right.
They will find a way. People who want to hurt other people will find a way to do it, unfortunately. So
when you change gun regulations, the law-abiding gun owners turn in the things that have been changed. Criminals don't.
No. Right. The criminals don't follow. Exactly. When you issue new regulations, the criminals and the mentally deranged don't seem to follow the letter of the law. So, all right. Well, 12, at least 12 have been killed overnight in a shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California. Texter is asking what type of a gun it was, and I heard a witness this morning say it was a handgun. And so, but I'm sure that information will continue to come to us as they go through that scene. And again, a law enforcement officer who responded there also dead this morning. And that to me is, that's why, some people call me a bootlicker and Greg, you always support the police, but they're willing to go to something like that and get shot up. And in this case, die so that the rest of us are safe. So that to me is always why we owe them a debt of gratitude. And it's not because, don't start texting in and say, it's because they made you an honorary member of the Mass Police Association. I didn't even get a honorary badge or anything like that.
Not even a police cap.
No, not even a hat, LB, or anything like. Oh, by the way, do you know what's? I don't know if you follow me on Twitter or not, but do you know what's on the way to me via email?
Nope.
The booking card from my arrest in Clinton, Massachusetts.
Get out of here.
Yes. So they were unable. The Clinton PD.
Oh, that's great.
Shout out to the Clinton PD. They were unable to find my mugshot when I did hard time over there for about an hour when I was 17 or 18. But they did, however, find, apparently in the 80s, they wrote down on an index card all the booking information. They have uncovered that from the depths of the Clinton Police Department, down where Otis was still locked in the cell down below. And
good job.
They're going to send that over to me. So, all right, what else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
We have to talk about a man who led police on a chase. I just want to mention something quickly traffic-wise because it's causing some major issues. There's a crash that just happened inside the O'Neill Tunnel, 93 southbound before the Pike exit. Delays on 93 south right now, backing into Medford.
Yeah, of course.
So, happy Thursday, yes.
Excellent.
But some police officers in Columbus, Indiana, were patrolling and driving slowly last Friday morning when all of a sudden this guy comes up behind them and starts honking and waving at them. So they assume that he needs help. So they pull over. He blows right past them. He only had one working brake light, so they tried to pull him over, but he wouldn't stop. So now a police chase ensues. They go for more than a mile. He pulls into a parking lot, which turns out to be his work parking lot. This kid was trying to not be late for work, so that's why he honked at the cops and wouldn't pull over for
them. I hear you. I mean, nobody wants to be late for work. A boss is up in your grill, and you got to stay late that day to make up for the time. And I mean, it's work ethic.
Get out of my way.
Yeah. That's work ethic.
I'd hire that guy.
That is, you're right, Shu.
Yeah. Promptness. Absolutely. It's very important.
The high-speed chase part was probably not the right way to go, but whatever.
It looks good on a resume, though.
Yeah. What else, Danielle?
Let's get to how creepy is it.
And now,
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents...
I know you think you're some sort of smooth-talking ladies' man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
Oh, God. We're heading to Omaha, Nebraska. A weightlifting coach who was training this woman for 7 years reportedly told her that she had to have sex with him because it was necessary for muscle recovery and healing.
Is it? No. No, it's not.
You know, I've had Rabdo twice, but I don't know that sex ever helped the recovery from that.
Okay.
But Doug Anders is his name.
Yeah.
And clearly he wanted to help her work on her core.
Did she believe it? That's the next question. Oh, she did.
Right.
Oh, she submitted.
She did believe it.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't sound like medical advice to me. I mean, you got to check these kinds of things. If your weightlifting coach says that you must downward dog or cat, what is it? Meow cat or whatever. if the person is telling you that that part of your physical training is that you must have sex with them, you probably need to check with a medical professional or science.
You got to love those guys, though, that take the 50-50 shot.
Right. In this case,
either she slaps you in the face or she drops her laundry.
Oh, my God.
So has he been arrested?
He's been arrested. She told a therapist about the assaults and said that they had occurred over a period of 7 years.
Yeah.
He, in an interview with police, acknowledged he was her coach, but he denied having any sexual contact.
165 kg bench press.
Right, right.
Was it that guy?
Right, right. All right. What else, Danielle?
As long as we're on the how creepy is it topic, we should talk about the Las Vegas sports anchor who was caught in an aggressive bullpen session at a bar at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Great way to start the day. A lot of people, not necessarily in public, but a lot of people like to get things out of the way so that they can focus on work for the rest of the day. And this was he was the sports anchor on the local television.
Yes.
And he was at the bar and he was aggressively bullpenning it.
Now,
when
the cop showed up, he gave it the old "I was scratching an itch" excuse.
Oh, yeah.
But they have surveillance video that proves otherwise.
Well, he was scratching an itch with his pants completely off at the bar.
Over and over and over.
Yeah. Is that a shot in a beer?
I guess it might be.
I don't know.
All right. That's creepy.
Creepy.
I give that's like a 12. The weightlifter's a 9.5. All right, what else?
So yesterday you may have seen some news alerts that there was a shelter-in-place ordered at a couple of different schools in Stoneham, however you like to say it, because of a report of hearing gunshots in the woods behind one of the schools. It turns out a guy and some of his buddies were taking target practice against a tree.
This was in Florida?
Stoneham.
Oh.
13 shell casings were found near the tree. When police showed up, they said that there were several men at the home who had been scrambling to move targets, et cetera, and other things that would have indicated they were taking target practice. We have some sound from Chief Jim McInerney of Stoneham Police.
When they arrived on scene, they found people running in a yard in this, behind us. Person carrying a bag, another person had a target stand, Another person was running in the yard, looked like they were trying to hide items in a garage in a shed. The involved parties admit their involvement, that they had done a little target practice behind the house and had shot some rounds into a tree.
That's Stoneham 5-0, and we'll have Stowe 5-0 coming up in less than 1 hour at 7:30 on this morning's Hillman Morning Show, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. Now, here's a 978 text that says, did Danielle say that the weightlifting coach had been having core sex therapy with her for 7 years?
Yeah, he was grooming her. It was kind of like Larry Nassar with the whole, with the gymnasts.
Okay.
Like you start with like a little thing and you're like, no, it didn't start out like full on sex. It started with some little touching, massaging stuff, and then it escalated.
But did he say, I mean, at some point, if it wasn't working, wouldn't you say, all right, wait a second, this whole sex thing is not helping my deep, you know, my muscles get a deep healing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
She didn't, like, 7 years didn't want to ask, like, another weightlifter?
Like,
well, she must know somebody in
coach,
the weightlifting community. Say, have you ever had sex to improve your core?
Do you use this technique?
I can't find anything about this online, which
yeah,
is
exactly.
Odd. Is there something about everything online?
This is JR on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, JR?
Good morning, guys. You mentioned the shot in the beer.
Yeah,
I got a Shot LaBeer reference.
Yes.
Stifler and the Pale Ale from American Pie.
Yes.
No, thank you. Some people are trying to eat breakfast. And Shu had to bring up the shot.
What?
And the beer. Now, of course, being a musicologist,
yeah,
when you mention alcohol. I mentioned one bourbon, one shot, one scotch, and one beer. A texter says this George Thorogood story is longer than one of LB's.
Oh, come on.
I don't have the studio version in my iPod, so we're not gonna get to the chorus until 8:25.
Is he still touring?
George Thorogood?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think he drinks, first of all. That's the weird thing about him. You know, he does a few songs here and there about drinking, and
yeah.
I believe he's somebody who doesn't drink. But I don't. I think he probably does still tour.
I saw him in the late 80s.
He does.
At the Orpheum. Yeah. It was an insane show.
He just wrapped up a little tour through Minnesota, don't you know?
All right. Coming up next hour, it's Stowe 5-0, and then we're going to go inside the Warped Female Brain here on the Hillman Morning Show. Coming up in moments during the sports, there's trouble on the Parquet Paradise. And which Celtic will be shipped off to Siberia or wherever they ship somebody off to that's unhappy? We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. It is 6:52 and it's going to be sunny today and the temperature is going to get into the mid-50s. This is Sean on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford is Metro West Commercial Truck Headquarters. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, morning, crew.
How are you?
Hey, I got a theory on the woman with her trainer.
Okay,
now,
so
this sounds like a... This sounds like a cheating excuse gone too far. It's like she's caught sleeping with her trainer, and no, I wasn't cheating. He was tricking me.
Yes.
He was. There's
possible. The story during the news with Danielle moments ago was about a weightlifting coach from Omaha who is in trouble because he told the woman that he had been training that if she had sex with him, it would help with the deep muscle tissue recovery or something along those lines. And so,
we'll cut the delayed onset muscle soreness by half.
Yeah. So, and maybe she got caught by the husband or something. And I'm assuming that there are times that relationship between male trainer and female trainee can go in the wrong direction.
Shenanigans.
There could be shenanigans, LB. You are right.
I mean, what if it
that.
Worked, though? What if she was like 3% body fat, dropped like 20 pounds, and is, you know.
Oh, it's possible.
Went from being husky to a smoke.
Right. Let me massage your iliotibial band.
Hey, there is a potential cluster F this morning due to an accident in the O'Neill Tunnel, and the cluster F is 93, of course, and that accident happened about a half an hour or so ago, Danielle.
Yeah, it's it looked like a big flatbed carrying something. It didn't look like it was a tractor trailer unit, but basically whatever was there has been like sardine canned. So they've got one or two lanes blocked off inside the O'Neill Tunnel southbound. A couple texters reported traffic is now back to the 128 interchange.
Oh. Ouch. Oh.
All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Patience.
Wow.
Hot mess.
Try to avoid 93 South if you can. There's a warning this morning for parents when it comes to tech gadgets and your children. And turns out that cancer, obesity, all kinds of other related things can theoretically, the risk of getting those can be increased by the over-reliance on the tech gadgets like the iPhone, the smartphone, and the tablet. And this is from the
World Cancer Research Fund.
Okay.
They did a study and looked at things that include sedentary behaviors, such as looking at an iPhone or a tablet. And they say that, like you mentioned, there are a whole host of problems that can come along. But that it's spurred by potential weight gain because you're not doing anything activity-wise. Like LB says, how freaking lazy are you? So they say that if you're a parent, you should really take these devices away from your kids and encourage them to move or do something that involves movement.
Well, good luck on taking the device away from the kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the cops called on
you. You ever try to take away a beer from LB when he's drunk?
Right.
You can't.
Very similar.
Well, so dangerous.
Isn't it called parenting?
Yeah.
You know,
we only
allow Will to play, you know, Fortnite for, you know, an hour and a half or 2 hours, or, you know, go on his laptop and watch a movie or play a game for an hour.
It's a constant battle. It is. I have a 14-year-old daughter.
Yes.
She's got a smartphone. She's had one for a couple of years, and it's just been a constant battle. Get off your phone, keeping it away from the dinner table, you know, put that down for a few hours. Get up. Even just read. Can you read, like, text on a paper page or something like that? Just get away from the phone.
Do you guys call it a transponder in your house, or what? What is it?
Well, a communicator.
What's the
you mean a tricorder, Greg?
Yes.
Tricorder use is proven not to cause cancer, Greg.
Chloe, go upstairs to Tatooine and call me from
that's
your
Star Wars.
Call me from your.
You're crossing your streams.
Call me from your communicator.
Never cross streams.
Beam me up to the upstairs so I can go to sleep. Let's see. This is John. John, what's going on?
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Not too bad. I have an obscure reference for technology ruining lives.
Yes.
WALL-E. Everyone got fat and staring at screens all day.
Sure. Yes.
And they had the hover recliners, so they never had to walk, and all their food was in shake form. Yeah.
Now,
unbelievable.
Speaking of getting fat, if you're going to enjoy some delicious Chinese food, if that is going to be the crime, enjoying a succulent Chinese food meal this weekend, then science has a warning for you about which Chinese food items are most likely to lead to your premature death. And we're going to share those with you in just a few moments. After the sports.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Correct. Yes. So we'll get to that in a little bit here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
I think out loud. So I talk to myself out loud in the hallways going to the bathroom. Or...
with a WAAF Sports Minute.
Yes, my coworkers think I'm nuts. It's brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. They're offering the latest technology in hair restoration at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Our Bruins are on a roll and have the Canucks in the first of three at home this weekend. Bees Van at 7 on Nesson tonight. The Leafs and the Knights of Vegas are at the Garden Saturday and Sunday. Good news on the injury front. Yuri Vaikkanen and Kevin Miller both skated yesterday, so bodies are coming back off the IR. The Canucks beat the Bruins out west 2-1 in OT October 20th. Celtics have...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.